aftermath of media coverage of the US presidential election campaign and Britain's vote to quit the EU, the Oxford Dictionaries Group declared post-truth to be its international word of the year. Well, let's have a look at some of the other linguistic trends from 2016.
A new world deserves a new word. Post-truth. It's Oxford Dictionary's word of the year, and you'd better get used to it. It means relating to or denoting circumstances in which objective facts are less influential in shaping public opinion than appeals to emotion and personal belief. Basically, emotion beats truth. Here's an example.
Unprecedented bombing.
Look what they've been doing to eastern Aleppo.
Hundreds of people were killed.
Many have called it genocide.
These children are too young to know what it really feels like to be safe.
Pulling at your heartstrings rather than explaining a complex reality is what post-truth journalism seems to be about.
Most journalists that work in the corporate media don't have any resources to do any kind of investigation, and in fact don't want to do any investigation. They'd rather echo the lies of politicians as if they were the truth. And this has got us into situations like Libya, like Iraq, like Afghanistan, and is likely to get us even more engrossed in the quagmire that is Libya. Is Syria. So we've destroyed countries based on lies.